in 5, 4, 3, 2.
That's the start of iCarly, one of the most popular children's shows on television, seen on Nickelodeon in the United States and in Great Britain, Canada, and scores of other countries. Here to talk about it now are Queenie Kim. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And Tanya Jo Miller.
Hi, Scott.
They are co-creators of the podcast Cyber Frequencies. They're at member station 89.3 KPCC in Los Angeles. And what is iCarly? And what's it have to do with the web?
So iCarly is a show on Nickelodeon, and it's about a group of friends making a web show. And it's making kids want to be web stars these days more than movie stars.
Actually, as you know, Scott, Cyber Frequencies, as you noted, is a podcast, and we're also a radio column here at KPCC. We cover the web and technology, but we're not focusing on the experts so much as how you, me, the kid down the street, the teacher, are thinking and creating content on the web.
The biggest stars these days on the web are just regular people, and shows like iCarly reflect that. Here's a clip of a couple budding young web stars. I spoke to 7-year-old Ocelot and his 6-year-old cousin, Lola.
It's about 3 friends. They do a website called iCarly. And his brother Spencer makes, like, crazy sculptures. Just crazy.
Can you show me?
Yeah.
If you go on my computer...
I admire you. Her computer is much better.
There's iCarly.com.
What do you like about it?
When you click on the red button, you get your home page.
Do you want to be on the internet?
I do. And you say, why do you want to be on?
Okay, why do you want to be on the internet?
Because I want to have lots of fans, and it makes me a little bit shy, but it makes me really
happy. Are we going to have real fans?
Yes.
Are you going to be on the internet?
Parents, as I don't have to tell you, get a little bit concerned with their youngsters navigating the web.
That's true. Even, for example, Ocelot's mom was really concerned about this.
And so what we did was, she had some concerns about, like, should my kid be on the web? Is it safe? All that sort of stuff that I'm sure I've been hearing a lot of parents talk about. And so we sought out the advice of a kindergarten teacher named Maria Nee, and she's from Deerfield, New Hampshire. She actually blogs with her students, and she's been teaching for more than 20 years, but she's really embraced the internet and made it a core part of her curriculum. And where she comes down on this is that she has no patience for educators who don't incorporate technology into their classrooms because, as she points out, although a lot of parents sort of think of the internet sort of like TV as entertainment, it's really becoming the primary source of information these days.
Yeah, and if your kids miss out on that, I mean, that's kind of, if they don't know how to navigate the web, that's kind of a problem. She doesn't say that there are no dangers for kids on the web, but she thinks that you should not avoid them, but actually teach the kids to navigate these dangers and to, you know, be safe on the web.
I take the kids on field trips to Boston. We have to learn about how to be safe in the city. And just the same, we have to know how to be safe using this online environment. Yes, there's always someone who's going to click another button or by mistake hit a button. So I need to tell them, when you get to something that makes you feel a little nervous, shut the monitor off and then go tell the teacher.
Of course, you're less worried about the kid who gets nervous than the kid who gets fascinated if they see something.
But it does, you know, you do hear parents a lot, I do notice that parents sort of ascribe motive to kids, you know, and what I really liked about that clip is that, you know, just sometimes it happens, and we just got to teach kids when, just like in real life, if a stranger approaches you or a weird thing comes on your screen, you know, don't get mad at them, just teach them, what do you do? Turn off the screen, go to a parent, you know, and tell them what's happening.
Queenie Kim and Tanya Jo Miller, they're co-creators of CyberFrequencies.com. That's part of Maker's Quest, a project of the Association of Independence in Radio and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Do you have any questions about your child and the net? You can go to npr.org/soapbox, and you can post questions for the kindergarten teacher and blogger Maria Nee. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.